Time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Here, take on the controversial issues here and declare your independence. You know, that's one thing that I've always been able to do from the beginning when I started radio back in February of 2003. I wanted to discuss abortion. I wanted to talk about war. I wanted to talk about gun rights. I wanted to talk about the drug war. I wanted to talk about these issues because at the fundamental basis of the argument is where you find the principle. That's when you determine whether someone can understand the real aspect of being free in the proper role of government. If you don't have these kinds of discussions, now you can get to the point to where you have an opinion. I mean, the pro-life, pro-choice, you know, which is, you know, whether you want government sanction to end a life in the uterus or not, is based on principle. Opinion comes in. Do you believe that an unborn child, or at whatever stage, life begins at conception? I mean, you know, what point of kind of life you have and everything, that's everybody all debate about that. But scientific fact, life. It begins at conception. I mean, it just begins. All right, you got another opinion? You know, but you get to this. When does constitutionally protected life, when does a government get to come in and decide that they get to have some kind of what?
Well, the sperm and the egg, Ernie, are alive. So technically, you could say life doesn't begin at conception.
Human life.
Well, are not the sperm and egg human?
That's where you have that discussion. Okay.
Yeah. See, it's a continual chain of life that stretches back into prehistory. I mean, at what point did the human race develop? I mean, the human race never really stopped. So
now this was the Pope argument with using condoms or any kind of contraceptive. You're stopping life.
You know, this is the Monty Python argument. Every sperm is sacred. You know.
But you see, these are the kind of arguments that are interesting. And what happens when you talk to someone that's pro-life, you know, and they start, you know, pounding the Bible on the table and saying God said it and that's it in the discussion, I'm going, okay. I mean, I'm not going to have an argument with somebody that, you know, is not willing to have the discussion. I mean, based on anything other, okay, Paige, whether you're Christian or not, whether you believe in the Bible or not, that's not the point. If your argument stops at, you know, here's some piece of paper, I've read the Bible straight through twice, and I'm telling you, I can find all kinds of, I go, what's the point you want to make? Well, I got a verse for that, too. I mean, you know, 180 degrees from now, I got another verse. So don't even start with me on this. Oh, that's another thing. I have, Carol Asher, works with Jack McLam that's on this network. And, she had sent me an email. I told her, remind me, she sent it to me. There's a pastor that we're going to talk about, you know, freedom in the church and so on. And I'll get Chuck Baldwin on too. I mean, we'll do this. I mean, it's rock and roll. I'm not afraid, man. We are not afraid because we're going to get down to the basic because a libertarian, I ask you this. I go, Star Child, should there be some kind of government restriction on, worship?
Government restriction? No. I think that as long as the worship isn't aggressing against anyone else, you know, you're not slaughtering, people on a sacrificial altar against their will or something. No, it's all should be legal. It doesn't necessarily mean we agree with
that. Yeah, but what if they want to have temple vestal virgins passed around to all the willing consenting on the altar of whatever?
If they're all consenting, you know, then it's freedom
of worship.
You see,
it's a simple, consistent philosophy. Anything else is you are sanctioning somebody else making a decision for you. That is the trap. Avoid the trap. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence of me, Ernest Hancock, and you don't even need a government form.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Like this.
some Star Child rock and roll and whatnot in here. You know, it's all about the music. And that's one thing I liked about this job. When I first started doing radio, I go, I get to pick all the ones I want. I got a long list.
I got some for you.
Well, send it over, man. Rock and roll and whatnot. I tell you, a lot of the stuff I get, you know, is from Jet. And he's adding all kinds of funky stuff to it, you know. He likes stuff like this, you know. Hey, we're having some rock and roll and whatnot. You know, the thing is I want to make sure that we continue this discussion because it's important for people to understand when you advocate for freedom, all of a sudden you got Amsterdam doing, you know, in their house heroin. I mean, you know, there's prostitution in lighted window boxes in downtown. I mean, there's, you know, where does it stop? How do you control it? And how do you, you know, is there something that you can provide a community? Do you have to have homeowner association for an entire city? I mean, how do you do this kind of stuff? Well, I don't know. I mean, these are the things that communities and people need to be able to do on their own. But when they start doing it, what happens? Here comes on HBO now, they have a show called Big Love. And I haven't seen it. I mean, I saw it, you know, as the first time I saw it was on a HBO thing in a hotel I was at talking about it's a Mormon family, a polygamist. He has three wives or something. And all of a sudden, you have an issue that's come out in the open. I went and spent a few days up in Colorado City, which is north of the Grand Canyon in Arizona. That is a fundamentalist Mormon organization or a church or whatever up there. And it's Jeffries is the head guy with his 5 billion wives and all this other stuff going on. And I tell you, the big issue talking to these people, the reason there was such consternation and people turning in people to government and ratting on guys and you should and he's stealing and this and that, it wasn't what you think. It was for them to get their highest level as a family in their religion, and they get, when they die, they get their own planet. Okay. I mean, literally, this is, you know, their belief. They have to have at least three wives. The women want sister wives. It helps, you know, share the chores. I mean, they got, you know, they got a man's taken care of. It's, they figure the ratio is about 3-1, I guess, you know, and sexual desired needs, whatever, you know. So they were complaining because the elders in the church were taking all the young women. They go, oh, you know, she's kind of cute. I want that one. I want that one. And these other family going, hey, whoa, 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 man. Where's my third sister wife? I got you 33 wives, not enough for you? And I don't get my sister wife and we don't get our planet? These were the issues that were involved. And when you allow for freedom to let them have their own, that's their, they can leave. They say, you know what, we're going to go over here, which they did. There's, they called it Century City or something like, or it's just a few miles down the road. It's totally outside their jurisdiction, which all the homes were on church land. Okay.
You know, the modern way of approaching this whole thing is called not polygamy, but polyamory, which means that you can have not necessarily the one husband and many wives. We could have one wife and many husbands or any number of combination. You could have, you know, three men and two women or, you know, it's basically just the idea that you can love more than one person at a time. And
you know what my problem is? This is to change that, to have any kind of thing. I don't even want the government to even have a poly anything doctrine. I want to be able, if I want to have
a
relationship.
Talking about government doctrine here. This is just a social movement that's kind of come up as polyamory.
Okay, now let me go ahead and bring this up so we can understand this issue. I had, probably if you go into my archive, ErnestHancock.com/archive, my old archive, there was a show that we did on gay marriage. Here in Arizona, they had a big deal. They had a hotel that they turned into condos or something, a small area. In there, they had a gay community that lived there and so on. And in their plaza or patio pool area or something, they had a big multi-wedding. Everybody that wanted to marry anybody and whatever, boom, they did it. All right. They came on the show. I had probably, it was a lot, half a dozen. There was a lot of people in the studio. Everybody got to have their say. They were very upset with me because I chastised them for seeking any kind of approval from the government to do anything anyway. I'm going, I don't understand. If you want to live with each other, have a civil contract, file it with the county recorder, say this is ours and that's theirs and do it and whatever and have some kind of contract, why do you need or desire or seek the sanction from the government to recognize this government institution of marriage that gives them all kinds of jurisdiction in your life anyway? Why would you even want that?
Well, we want to be as enslaved as the heterosexual couples.
I think it's a symbolic equality thing. I understand why people want it. I mean, yes, government shouldn't be involved in marriage at all. But when government is involved in something, you know, they shouldn't be discriminating on the basis of things like race, religion, sexual orientation, et cetera. It would be like if government said, okay, well, we're going to have a government school system here, but we're only going to allow white children to attend it, or we're only going to, you know, allow, you know, we're going to have an electoral system, we're only going to allow men to vote, you know, these kinds of things. It's perfectly reasonable, I think, to demand equality in how government treats you as long as they have the system set up. You can still advocate for getting rid of the system.
I want to be equally whipped. I want to be equally enslaved. I want to be equally regulated. I want to be equally taxed. You know, I'm going, this is the problem. And that's the point that I was trying to make with them. Sure. And I go, look, you know, she goes, well, when I introduce, as a woman, she goes, well, my wife introduces me to her family. You know, she can't call me her wife as we would prefer because the government didn't give us that wife permission slip. And I'm going, seriously, that's your reasoning? You can see that's the problem. It's not whether the government gives them a permission slip, but it's that they need the permission slip.
But Ernie, there are things where people legally can't do certain things that people should legally
that's
be able
the problem.
To do.
That's the problem.
Because they're not married.
Because when you
hospital
get
hospital visitation
exactly.
rights, for instance,
exactly.
or immigration rights, or tax benefits that, of course, you shouldn't have to be paying taxes coercively in the first place. But if you can get a little bit knocked off your tax bill because you're married, you know, and that isn't open to you because you have a partner who's the same gender.
And economic engineering. We have, you know, even if you get married, you know, sometimes they call it the penalty, the marriage penalty. You're paying more. You know, it's just this kind of thing. Oh, we got to take the penalty out. We got to have government. We can't have government punishing you for not being married, right. You know, or being married or whatever. So I'm going, you know, this is they missed the whole concept is that I got government engineering me to begin with.
Right.
So this is, you know, where I'm really, really this show. That's what it's all about. Declare your independence. And you can't be independent if you're dependent. And you're dependent on the system if you're looking for Uncle Sam to give some kind of concession or sanction to you living however you want to live when it's not bothering anybody. You know, I'm just going, but there are some people out there, no, it bothers me. Damn Skippy, it bothers me. And, you know, God's law needs to be enforced by the man. And I tell you what. If you give the man the ability to enforce God's law, very quickly, it's not God's law anymore. I mean, he gets really bad really fast. And, of course, there'll be some king up there saying, hey, the Pope said I was king. They just ask him. He put the crown on my head. Did you see it? Weren't you there?
And, of course, Christian doctrine. You know, this is another thing. I don't understand why so many Christians would want to put this kind of control in the hands of government. Because, according to Christian doctrine, God gave human beings free will. Now, if you say, well, okay, we're going to try to persuade you not to gamble or not to engage in adultery or whatever it is, then that's respecting the person's free will. You know, they still have the choice whether to listen to, you know, what you're saying God's choice is for them or going on their own. But the minute you say, okay, we're going to pass a law, then you have government coercion, and that's no longer respecting that free will. They're maybe making that decision to follow what you say God's will is because they don't want to go to jail instead of because they've been, you know, morally
it's
convinced to be a good person.
It's not persuading with love. It's persuading
right.
with force.
Exactly.
And that's one thing. You know, we had bumper stickers. Now, you'll like this. This is mid-90s. We're a Christian nation and everything. Because it used to be that being Christian, you know, you don't get involved in politics. I remember when I was in high school in the 70s and so on, it was like, you know, politics is not where, you know, Christians really should be. Then came Reagan. Then the thing, born again, born again, born again. Then you had the Christian right. Then you had, it became a voting block. And we're going to use government to make it the way we want. Well, they just use religion to get you to vote the way they want. You know, let's go nuke some Muslims. I mean, you know, I've seen the progression. I'm old enough to have seen this happen. So I'm going, okay, so what is the Christian doctrine? We had bumper stickers that said, back in the 90s when this first started, it said, Jesus is libertarian. Oh, you know that caused some conversation. When we get back, we'll talk about why we did that and what the result was. Is Jesus libertarian? Is he? Maybe he's going to Caesar and say, make him be his brother's keeper. Take your legion spears and put it in the chest of this guy, because he needs to obey the law. Is that what happened? Maybe not. We'll talk about it when we come back here and declare your independence in just a little bit.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
There and declare your independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, here from the BEA Beautiful Studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com here in Phoenix, Arizona. It's been so nice. It's so nice here. You should move to Arizona. And have my wife find you a house. Yeah, that's what you need to do. The Star Child's in with us. He's from San Francisco. He's going to be running for office again. I mean, he's a regular on Libertarian scene. They know who, you know, Star Child. They know who Ernie Hancock is here in Phoenix. They know who Star Child is in San Francisco. That's just the way it is. So, you know, one thing I want to do is that he's going to be running. I'm like, you know, yeah, we can go, man, let's go whip ass. Well, you know, there's laws of campaign, fine guy forms. And I go, you know, I'm so not talking to you. You know, it's just like Dr. Paul. I'm going to talk to the hand, man. I don't have nothing to do with your gang. You can do, I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to have some fun and say and whatever, and you can make excuses for whatever you want to do. But, man, a bunch of signs go up and just have some fun. And, you know, and the envelope is big, really big. Well, the one thing is that you're going to be appealing to, you know, there's a lot of the left there. I mean, the left is like, you know, we rule you too from
it's
their
like
80%
side. 80% Democrat registration in San
Francisco. Well, what's the difference, though? I mean, if you got, let's give you an example. Salt Lake City, heavy right, we rule you. San Francisco, heavy left, we rule you. What's
exactly
the fundamental difference?
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of overlap there, more than people think. But I think that the traditional libertarian message often gets framed in ways that is not necessarily that conducive to attracting not just people on the left, but young people who are idealistic. You know, the socialists and communists, state socialists, I should say, have been very good traditionally at this, about reaching out to people by appealing to people's idealism rather than saying, like, you know, well, we'll help you have a better life. We'll help you get rich. You know, we'll make sure government leaves you alone. You know, I think we need to focus on people who are marginalized, who are poor, who are at the bottom rungs of society, and say, you know, government is hurting these people. Government is denying people opportunity. And, you know, we should be concerned about that. We should go out and do something about that. I want a campaign on helping people and helping people have more opportunity by government not standing in their way. You know, government not prohibiting people from living in their vehicles. That's a law in San Francisco. You can't live in your car. You can't use your car as a taxi cab, you know, without getting on a government waiting list to get a medallion and paying expensive fees and everything. You can't sell your stuff on the sidewalk without a permit. You know, homeless people, you see them selling stuff on the sidewalk, but, you know, if the police come around, they may hassle them or take the stuff or write them a citation. And there's a lot of things like this that affect the poor. It's not easy being poor. Rich people in the United States pay higher tax rates, and some people look at that and say, oh, well, the rich are, you know, suffering the brunt of government oppression. But really, the poor are suffering the brunt of government oppression. In the past few decades, government has grown exponentially in this country, and at the same time, the gap between wealthy and poor people in the country has grown. And that's not a coincidence.
It is a result of a philosophy. Now, so I want to ask you specific questions.
Sure.
As a supervisor, as city councilman kind of version in San Francisco, and I explained to the audience, you know, the San Francisco city and county is kind of the same thing. As a politician and elected official there, I mean, these kinds of things are certainly things that you would do, but it's the campaign and the campaigning where I enjoy myself the most because I have the most effect on affecting the culture, how they see government, what they will be demanding of their elected officials, what they see as their proper role. Because in San Francisco, there's a thing I think I remember, they have their own city kind of minimum wage thing, don't they?
Yep, yep.
Explain that.
Well, it works the same as the, and I prefer to refer to wage control laws rather than minimum wage because it's just like, you know, gun control or other types of control. It's a form of control. They're saying basically if you want someone to work for you, you have to pay them, you know, at least this amount of money.
How's that working out?
Not very well.
I mean, what did they expect was going to happen?
It decreases employment because, you know, people who the business owner doesn't feel, is worth to hire if they have to pay them that much, just don't get hired. So it
increases homelessness.
Indirectly, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, this is I owned a restaurant for years. And I'll tell you, Neil, how it works. I have a minimum wage that I have to pay someone. There's people that come in that really need a job. They need to just, you know, have a place to go every day. They need, you know, oh, gee, I could make $20 a day working here all day in your little slave workshop, you know, and that's better than me having to sell my blood. I mean, you know, these are kind of decisions that are being made. Taking away the bottom rungs on a ladder. It's like, imagine you got a long ladder that goes up to the roof and you took the first five rungs out. How the heck do you get on the ladder? How do you need to start somewhere? And some people are not worth the minimum wage. I mean, either they don't have the mental ability, they don't have, you know, give me the opportunity to freely contract with someone.
Let's say their labor isn't worth that much in the free market. I hate saying someone as an individual isn't
worth
X amount.
Star Cha always correcting me when he's right. You are the man. You know, and he's right.
That's a journalism major. That's an easy matter.
You're right. I'm sorry. You know, dang it.
I like having. No, I.
No.
I'm glad when you pick on you or nothing.
I'm glad when you do. It. You right just, on. Man, you're hitting me where it counts. So where we have their labor is not worth what I would want to pay them,
right,
then they go unemployed. This is right. That's why libertarians just scream about, you know, minimum
wage
laws.
It's not just the wage control laws. You know, you've got your payroll tax. You've got, you know, other types of regulations that kick in when you as a business owner have more than a certain number of employees. You know, you have increased liability for every employee because there's, you know, the potential of being sued under all kinds of things. There's, you know, employees
social
are a potential
social and economic
problem.
Engineering. Stop. 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 I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Ernest Hancock. I just learned that 800 miles from the North Pole, the Svalbard Global Seed Vault is depositing caches of seeds for government and private interest. And I'm pretty sure our names aren't on that list. Our friends at Solutions from Science have created a fantastic mix of non-hybrid seeds they call the Survival Seed Bank. The Survival Seed Bank produces an endless supply of nutrient-dense food so that you have the ability to declare your independence by not being dependent on others to provide your food. Non-hybrid seeds could outperform silver and gold in the coming economic meltdown, and each Survival Seed Bank module provides you enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that will help see you and your family through a real crisis. To obtain this valuable resource for barter and food before it's too late, visit SurvivalSeedBank.com or call them directly at 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Help ensure the survival of you and your loved ones. SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Ernest Hancock and Starchild from San Francisco. And we're talking about, freedom, justice, and what used to be the American way. And what I want to do is give you an opportunity. You can call in if you want, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You know, the thing is, though, is that when Jet posts or Barry or something like that, calls, man, they just line up. They go, nope, I don't, because I already know what Ernie's going to say. You know, I'm winning. When you got press, the local newspapers and so on, there'll be, I'll give you an example. Gary Johnson was governor of New Mexico, and he's probably going to run kind of this quasi-libertarian thing for a Republican nomination for president in 2012. And they asked me if I would help and do for him what I did for Dr. Paul. And I go, I didn't work with Dr. Paul's campaign. What makes you think I'd work for yours? I'm not, you know, this is, you know, it's a revolution thing. You know, it just got associated with him very clearly, you know, not a problem. He was here in the early 2000s, I think it was, or late 90s. And they had border governors come to Arizona from the Arizona State Legislature in the legislature's house there. And they had a meeting and a big public thing and so on, talking about immigration and whatever. So
border governors, is this like the halfway house for governors?
Yeah, right. Right. So then he came out and he said, he goes, you know, a lot of the problem is we just need to do away with this drug war. Oh, my goodness. A governor of a neighboring state in the House. The House representatives and the legislature there with the TV cameras said, you know, like decriminalization of drugs, you know, ending the drug war. Oh, my goodness. Heaven's the Murgatroyd. Can't have that. So the newspaper reporter from the Arizona Republic, the main paper here, calls me and he says, Ernie, I put this as your quote. And he read it off some quote. Sound good. It's something I would say. I mean, he's heard me say it 5 gazillion times anyway. And he goes, so I just said, you know, this is what you say. Hey, good. Yep. Good. You know, I'll change that word, whatever. It's all good. Boom. Done. Run it. When you got media calling you, just confirming a quote they already wrote for you, you already know you had an effect. That's the effect that hopefully I'm having on the audience. Freedom's the answer. What's the freaking question? Okay. People call and they'll say, well, you just know I'm going to say more freedom is going to be the answer. Whatever it is that you're going, okay, go ahead. Well, they know this, but I'm stretching the envelope just a little bit here. I want to bring in Star Child. Man, that envelope just got really big.
Bring it on. What do you got?
So this is, as you're running this campaign for an elected office, I mean, as and your goal, if you were to seek votes, you know, assuming that the government computers are going to, you know, provide an accurate count or whatever, we'll just assume that.
No, but seeking votes, I'd run as a Democrat, and I'd do the kinds of things that politicians, you know, do to make themselves popular, but I'm not really interested in going down.
So what are you doing? So what is your goal? What are you wanting to accomplish?
Well, what I would like to do is present the libertarian message in a way that I think people on the left will, you know, that'll resonate with them. And it's not just for them. I mean, this is what I believe as well. You know, I want to cut government as a libertarian, but I don't want to do it in a way that, you know, unnecessarily, you know, harms people. I mean, people said Rome wasn't built in a day. I mean, the level of government that exists in San Francisco now didn't happen overnight, just like other cities in this country. And, you know, if you simply, for instance, got rid of rent control laws tomorrow, a lot of people would be out on the street without a place to live. I think there's more compassionate ways of dismantling the structure. You know, I want to start at the top. I want to cap city salaries. I want to make it so that people can do things like
city
use their cars.
People that work in the city or
no,
government?
Government employees.
Oh, get your definitions right.
Well, I said city government salaries, yeah. You know, I want to make it legal to ride a skateboard downtown. You know, it's not legal to skate and bicycle on the sidewalks, and segways are criminalized likewise and on the sidewalks in San Francisco. These are all alternative transportation. This is things that leftists, you know, can get behind, wanting people to be able to have alternatives.
So what's the argument on the other side about safety concerns? You got that little old ladies in their walkers, and all of a sudden they got skateboards go whizzing by them. I mean, what's your argument to them?
Well, I think we need to look at this in a compassionate, you know, harmonious way, like share the sidewalk, you know, like say share the road, share the sidewalk, you know, be responsible. Don't, you know, skate in such a way that it's a hazard to pedestrians, you know, be mindful of what you're doing, and you don't need Big Brother looking over your shoulder.
Individual liberty, self-responsibility.
Yeah, and compassion and harmony and trying to get along with your neighbors and all that good stuff.
Where do you live? Inside San Francisco?
Yep, in the Castro District, which is pretty much right in the middle of the city.
This is, I like San Francisco. I spent a couple of, a couple of trips, probably a total 4 days there. And it's a pleasant town. Now, I kind of
beautiful, and it's got a fascinating history, too.
Yeah, very libertarian. I kind of got the impression that the people there were, they're not like a lot of other cities. You know, they're a little bit more open. They're welcoming of outsiders. They tourism is, I guess, a main lifeblood there. So I got the impression there was a lot of things to do. And I'm not a big giant fan of all these hills, though. I mean, dang, man, you better have a good parking break. You know, there was one thing that I found very interesting about San Francisco was from the movie Cuffs with Christian Slater. And they talked about how the police force, I don't know if it still is that way, but it used to be like subcontracted out the private security things that had some kind of police powers.
Oh, well, this is very interesting. Actually, in the local Libertarian Party chapter, we've been dealing with this recently. There's something called the San Francisco Police Patrol Special, which actually dates back to the Gold Rush around 1850, before there was an organized city government-run police force. There were these, we had the committees of vigilance, which are basically like vigilantes that came up from time to time back in the 1800s, and they'd, you know, lynch criminals and this kind of thing. And eventually they got, you know, the merchants started paying these police officers who became kind of a quasi-police force that exists to this day called the Patrol Specials. And they are user-funded. You know, the businesses that want their protection pay their salaries. And they basically focus on actual crimes. You know, they're not going trying to arrest people for drug use or prostitution or so forth. They're looking for people breaking into businesses or shoplifting or breaking into automobiles or things that are actually harming life, liberty, and property for the most part. Now, the regular police who are paid much more money and paid at taxpayer expense, they don't particularly like the competition because, you know, they make overtime getting, you know, these merchants to pay them to police the area. So recently they've kind of leaned on the police commission the last few years and got the patrol specials numbers cut way back. So we're trying to fight back and make sure that the patrol specials are still able to do their programs and get hired by the merchants and provide protection and a little competition to the regular police.
Okay, now explain this to me. In the movie Cuffs, C-U-F-F-S, I think.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
So okay, but it did this. I thought it was like, is this in the future or something? Is this old? This is really how they do it? And in the way it portrayed it is that you have, it seemed like a hereditary title. It got passed down from one brother to another or something, you know, but it was a business. It's like a charter. It's you have police powers. You wear a uniform. I don't know if you get a gun or not.
Well, it's not hereditary, but there's beats, you know, that like there's an officer.
It's like a franchise or something.
You're talking to kind of. I think it's sfpatrolspecials.com. That might be one of the websites. They have a couple different. If you look up Patrol Special Neighborhood Police San Francisco, you know, plug that into your favorite search engine. You know, you can.
I'd like to talk to somebody. If you know somebody in that or somebody from the party.
Absolutely.
Or one of the guys, that'd be a very interesting show.
I'd be happy to have them on.
Let's do it. Because this is in Arizona, they use what's called rural metro as an example. Rural metro is a private fire department. Now, out in the rural areas, especially like you'd be in Fountain Hills or something, which is east of Scottsdale and such, they didn't have, and it's like Sun City. You know, Sun City is not incorporated. You know, they're just out in the county and they patrol themselves, they have Sun City posse, and they do, you know, they're fine. Well, you get fire protection. You don't have a municipal fire. You got to contract with somebody. They either contract with other cities and they shake them down for whatever. Or you have rural metro and you go, okay, hey, my house is on fire. I'm paying you insurance X amount of dollars a month. And, you know, I call you, you come put out the fire. And they go, cool, that's $10 a month. Now give me $300 a year. It's $500 a year. It's whatever it is. And then depending on how far you live, whatever, it's a private answer. Well, of course, the unions, man, oh, heck no. And this is going on, even to the point that within the last decade, City of Phoenix, the police and fire department did an initiative on the ballot to change the Phoenix City charter, saying that they cannot ever hire private police or fire, that this is not an option. Yeah.
What used to be a widespread thing, like 100 years ago in San Francisco, they had multiple competing fire patrols made up of citizen volunteers, and they were formed into companies. And this is how Coit Tower got built, for those who have maybe been to San Francisco or know that there's a famous little tourist piece of architecture called Coit Tower. It resembles the end of a fire hose, and it was built by this woman, Lillian Hitchcock Coit, who was a fan of one of these fire companies, kind of like people are fans of sports teams today, and she had this built as kind of a memorial to her favorite firefighters.
So this is how the word fire company came into effect.
I believe so, yes.
So you got a fire company.
Uh-huh.
Ah, I never even thought of that. That's a good idea. Did. Okay, so we have a police force that has what powers? I mean, are they able to arrest somebody?
You know, don't quote me on this because I don't remember exactly what powers they have. Their powers have been somewhat curtailed as well, you know, in recent years, because like I said, the regular police have been really trying to cut into their turf and limit them as much as possible.
Yeah, imagine the option, okay? I'm here in Phoenix. I got, you know, a dispute with my neighbor. I got kids breaking, doing this, that, whatever. You know, a lot of people are like, man, just don't call the police. It's not even worth it. You know, I had one of my drivers in my pizza restaurant. He got two $10 counterfeit bills. So what do you do? All right, he goes, I call the police. He calls the police. They came and arrested him for having concealed carry on a fanny pack.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm going, and so that's another long story, but I'm going, are you freaking kidding me? You know, don't call cops. But if I had the option of calling my own police-sanctioned private business merchant, take care of, fill out the paperwork, I can turn the insurance, do investigative, oh, my goodness, I actually got a fingerprint. I mean, you know, I might do that.
Speaking of fingerprinting, this is a little bit of a segue, but this is funny. The San Francisco police recently put out, they got a new police chief who actually I think came from down here in Arizona or New Mexico. It was a guy named Gascon. I forget where he's from, but one of these two states. Anyway, they recently started stolen cars for fingerprints.
Oh, my goodness. Why would they do that?
Really, they haven't been doing this for years. You know, they're all touting this as some new, you know, wonderful thing that the police
are doing. They don't even come out.
Crime, you know.
You report your car stolen, you're lucky to get a phone call in a couple of days so you have a police number to turn into your insurance company. And Arizona is number one in car theft. Number one. I go, I want to be number two. I want to be number two. I mean, you know, I mean, is that the campaign? You know, they were afraid that I was going to run against Sheriff Arpaio in, God, it was 02 or something.
That guy needs
or 04. And I know. I was going to, that's a whole nother, you know, Sheriff Joe and I go way back to 92. That's a long story. But, you know, the thing was, is I'm going, yeah, if I run for sheriff, you know what I do? I'm on the radio. I'm going, I'm running for sheriff. I'm going to be number two in car theft. We're going to go after you. And all of a sudden they're making a big deal. They go after the car theft thing, and then they purged 3,800 libertarians registered in Maricopa County to bring us just under the threshold to have ballot status in Maricopa County. 3,800. We still made it for the state, just barely, but they did just to make sure we couldn't run county offices and right after we started that campaign.
So this is how they play. To keep you up
sure. Yeah, this is how they play. I wasn't going to run anyway, but you know, the point is that they were afraid. This is the kind of stuff that happens. And then it's just, I can go on and on and on all my Arpaio stories. But the thing is that if you're going to have a bad government that does bad things, and that's just, you know, you can make fun of easily, and they get way bigger, more powerful and corrupt than they can contain, well, that's the guy you want in. What do you want? A good guy? If you're going to be advocating about bad government, the bad things they do, you want to be as bad as possible. And you go, look how bad it is. So I'm
there's a great you know, test or way of looking at it here. You know, if you're a liberal, you know, and you're presented with a government program, you know, and trying to think whether this is a good idea or not. Just imagine what it would be like with, say, you know, Jesse Helms or Tom DeLay in charge of that program. If you're a conservative and you're presented with some kind of government program, you know, you're trying to evaluate, you know, imagine what it would be with like Ted Kennedy or Nancy Pelosi in charge of that program.
Or Obama or Jan Napolitano. Right. Or, I mean, you know, it's just, I mean, the list goes on. But what's the counter to that? Here they come with the Tea Party. Yes, we're going to put our guys behind the lever of power. We're going to put our guys, you know, wearing the ring. And I'm going, and the difference is what? There is no difference. That's my point. Well,
the rhetoric is different, you know.
So?
I know, that's the point. There is no difference, you're right. But they'll make people think there's a difference by giving you a lot of rhetoric. The Republicans talk a really good game about being for lower taxes, less government. You know, you want small government. Well, look, you know, as government
shrunk, when did that happen?
Government grew faster under Bush than it did under Clinton.
I'm for gridlock. 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 You know, that's one thing they're starting to tout now. They're starting to realize, you know what? When it wasn't all one party, it was better. And I'm going, absolutely. Imagine if it was 10. You know, that's another thing, this two-party system thing. Well, you have,
cartel.
It's a left, and it's a left jackboot and a right jackboot, or the jackboot on your throat party. That's what it is. So you have, in San Francisco, it's a nonpartisan race, right?
For board of supervisors, yes, it is.
So this, but are the parties involved in this thing? Is it still a big party thing?
Well, I've run for this office before, and I was pretty open about being a libertarian. Everybody pretty much knew I was libertarian. People pretty much know, you know, the people are paying attention, know what parties the candidates belong to. The candidates all kind of knew who was who. You know,
well, here in Phoenix, they have, they just are instituting a food tax, and our city charter does not allow for a food tax, and they have to change it. And it's becoming a big deal. And of course, it's like, well, if we don't have a food tax, we're going to have to fire a bunch of police officers. And I'm like, well, one, I mean, what's my choice here? A smaller police state equals cheaper food. Okay, I'll go for that one. You know, but of course, they don't fund them first. You know, they want to do all their other crap. And we'll see, we have to cut cops. Go, you be afraid, be afraid, be a fear. We are not afraid here. And declare your independence of me, Ernest Hancock, and you shouldn't be either. We'll be right back.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time. Having a good time. You shouldn't stop leaping through the sky.
like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity.
And several other laws, just because I can. You know, and Star Child's, are you a law violator?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when it's called for.
This is, it's an interesting conversation, and we could do this all day long. And I wanted to have Star Child come in because he's touring around the Southwest and so on and visiting. Come by, see Freedom's Phoenix, take a look at the workshop, you know, kind of sees what's going on. And if you're going to be here tonight, they're going to have a big Greyhound bus out here. They're going to be decorating for Barry Hess.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, they're going to be doing it. So if you can stick around tonight, you get to see, you know, the show, man.
Barry's running for governor here.
Yeah, he's running for governor. Well, and you in the audience, you probably have heard him before he comes on the show and so on. Like, he was here a few days ago, I guess, Monday maybe. What I'm really wanting to allow you is to open up the possibility of all of the things that can be done in your life and others. This country thrives on freedom. Biology thrives on freedom. In fact, at the Libertarian Convention in California, there was a speaker on chaos. And the point that he was making is that human biology and systems are so complex that you go taking a drug to change one little thing, you're screwing up 15 gazillion other things you don't even know about.
Lawrence Samuels, he's got a new book out on it.
And it was very interesting talk. And I really like these conversations because they really understand at a fundamental level that you need something that's fundamental to have systems that will go forward and produce and be good. And in a human body, of course, is nutrition. I mean, you need, you know, like clean water and, you know, like good stuff that you put in your mouth and things work out. Well, societies have the same thing. What is the best nutrition for a society to thrive and not to get cancers everywhere, that parasites that feed on the people, lesions, open sore, draining, pustule, bleh, blistering crap, you know, or just really bad dandruff. I mean, you know, whatever. What is it that provides a society with an inoculation against that, that provides for a thriving body? You know, of individual cells that are healthy and vibrant and they coordinate together well. It's freedom. It's the support of individual rights. You go deviating from that, you start creating a parasitic culture that gets bigger and bigger. And where are these parasites? In every jurisdiction, at every level of government, they are sucking us dry. They are killing this country. And there's no stopping it, not with any vote or anything. It's a cultural thing. It's an understanding. It's us coming to the realization that we have to be responsible for ourselves, and to make our neighbor responsible for themselves is not to make them do anything or prevent them from doing anything. It's just stop subsidizing them being a parasite.
Mm-hmm. And this doesn't mean that we're not a community. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well,
I want to be allowed to be a community. I'm not even allowed to be a community.
Right. People say, oh, well, we need government because we're not all atomized individuals. You know, no man is an island. You know, we're social beings and so forth. And yes, we are social beings, but we can be social together in greater harmony without all these top down rules that pit us against each other. I mean, in San Francisco, I go to government hearings and the planning agency and so forth, and you see people there in the middle of a weekday, you know, dozens, hundreds sometimes of people, you know, waiting to you know, speak against or for some development or something that's going in, and wasting all this time and energy and getting all pissed off at each other, and it destroys community harmony. Because people aren't free to do what they want with their own property. You know, you don't have respect for property rights, and it breeds conflict. You know, then it's whoever can bring most of their people down to the hearing and get the politicians on their side. And
yeah, sound like a City of Phoenix council meeting for enacting a food tax.
I'm sure it's the same here, yeah.
You know, it's a sickness. Don't stop. I tell you what, stop being sick. You know, we've injected through the bone. Okay, we gave you the cure. Freedom is the answer. What's the question? We'll see you Monday on the radio. Declare your independence. You don't even need a government.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit.